The games came to an official end Saturday evening with a closing ceremony in the Carlson Center that began with traditional drumming and some fancy footwork by the Tanacross dancers. In many ways, it resembled the opening ceremony that took place a week earlier, with a few important differences, the biggest one as pointed out by Glenn Anderson, who along with local radio personality Jerry Evans, emceed the event.
They came as nine different contingencies, nine different teams, and they're leaving the Golden Heart City as more than 2,000 very good friends all together, and that is awesome.
The athletes streamed out onto the floor of the Carlson in one continuous column, teammates mainly keeping together but also mingling and mixing, especially when they all got out onto the floor and began snapping group cell phone selfies and negotiating last-minute trades of jackets and trinkets with their newfound friends. This year's games introduced a new tradition, giving $500 presidential scholarships to athletes from each contingent to help them pay for college. At the end, the big Arctic Winter Games flag that hung from the rafters of the Carlson was rolled up and handed to the mayor of Nuuk, Greenland, where the 2016 Games will be held. Hosting an event as big and complex as the Arctic Winter Games is no small undertaking, and by all accounts, Fairbanks pulled it off spectacularly. That's the consensus of comments from visitors and residents we talked with throughout the games, like this one from Louis Bouchard, Team Yukon's junior girls hockey coach.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody in Fairbanks, the hosts and the host society, the volunteers. Everybody's been very nice to us. Thank you.
DJ McGessie is a local who says he appreciated being able to experience both the games and the people competing in them.
You know, we don't get a whole lot of outside culture up here because it's kind of a survival of the fittest kind of place to live. So it's just really cool to see a bunch of people from a bunch of different countries coming together.
McGessie says he really enjoyed the Dene Games, the traditional indigenous events.
Those were pretty cool. Saw the gal that broke the world record for the standing high kick. That was amazing. It was just insane.
Baxter Bond from Bethel also really liked the high kick.
It was really cool seeing individuals from Norway and Russia and here and Canada just working together and helping each other out, giving each other advice for the kicks.
But apparently there were exceptions to that camaraderie. Lisa Ulujuk from Nunavut says she came here to cheer for her son and his junior indoor soccer team. They lost every game, sometimes by big margins. Ulujuk says it was tough, but they overcame their frustration.
The heart is there, the drive is there, and I'm still very proud of them. It's not easy to lose 7-0, 6-1, 13-2, like that, and for them to be able to still pick up the ball and put it right back in the middle and keep going and still shake everybody's hand, I'm really, really proud of them.
But Ulujuk says she was unhappy to see less than sportsmanlike behavior by members of some of the opposing teams.
I've seen some other kids who are more advantaged and who are technically much stronger. They won. I knew they were going to be in the medal round today. I saw disappointing attitude in them. Right to how they were treating the fans and just poor sportsmanship.
Ned Speisch from Palmer is another proud parent who came to cheer on a child.
My daughter was in cross-country skiing, so she got bronze for Alaska.
Tatiana Speisch also scored in another way. She was selected as one of the two Alaska athletes who will receive the presidential scholarship. The other is Alan Heineken of Fairbanks. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.